Welcome back to another Hilchos Shabbos here, and we are continuing the halachas of Bishul on Shabbos, the Isser Bishul on Shabbos. So we have spoken that there's a difference between a Dover Yavesh and a Dover Lach. Something that's a solid food that's fully cooked, you're allowed to warm it up on Shabbos, as long as you do it in a permissible way, you put it on top of a pot, then it's mutter to warm up the food in that way. Now, what makes something a solid or a liquid? So let's say you have a piece of meat. Right now it's a solid. Once you start warming it up, some of the juices inside the meat starts oozing out. Is that called a davar lach? And then there's a problem of bishul, because a davar lach that cooled off is a problem of bishul. So that's pashut, that if you put a dry piece of meat on top of the crock pot and some juice oozes out, that's still called davar yavesh, and that's mutter to warm that up. There's a machlokes apaiskim, what's the halacha with something that's fat? Something that's not juice, but it's fat. And when you put it on top of the crockpot, it starts melting. Is that a problem of bishul? So it's a machlokes, different shittas. Some say that's a problem of bishul because consider a davar lach. You look at the end, look at the seif davar. At the end, it's liquid, so it's a davar lach, and you're not allowed to recook. You're not allowed to rewarm a liquid item. On the other hand, you can look at it as a davar yavesh because it's a solid food. It started off as a solid food. So that's machlokes, and there's a makom to make them. But the Arch HaShabbos speaks out that that's pashut. That if it would be something that's a liquid, for example, if you had chicken soup that got congealed, that is pasha, that's considered liquid and that's usher. Because it's different than something that's fat. Fat, a piece of fat, that's a solid item. But something that got congealed or frozen, even though right now it's considered solid, but of course then it's really a liquid item that got solid. And once it melts, that's really its proper way of defining the item, that it's a liquid and therefore will be a problem of a bishul. So therefore, halacha lemaisa, you can take a piece of chicken or a piece of schnitzel or something like that, or a piece of meat, out of the refrigerator and put it on top of the crock pot to warm up as long as it's fully cooked, because there, all the juices are already cooked and the juice is not really considered a davar lach, it's considered a davar yavesh, therefore it's not a problem to put that on top of the crock pot. But, for example, if you have liver, that's sauteed liver, which means it's liver pieces with onions and with liquid, with oil, and the oil got congealed, and now you put it on top of the crock pot to warm up this sauteed liver, that will be a problem of a davar lach, of rewarming a liquid item, because the oil is still davar lach, and therefore will be usher to take a sauteed liver that's full of oil and put it on top of your crock pot, even though the oil was cooked already. But since it's considered a liquid item, you're not allowed to rewarm it. You cannot put that on top of a crock pot. Another thing you have to speak out, this whole halacha is only if the juice that's inside the meat is cooked already. But for example, if you have lakshin that's in the refrigerator and you washed it with cold water after you made the lakshin, and then you put it into the refrigerator and it still had some liquid from when you washed it off, that might be a problem putting it on top of the crock pot because that water was never cooked. And that's a shayla of real bishul. It's not a shayla of ein bishul acha bishul. There's a shayla of real bishul, and that will be a problem. Therefore, if someone has a frozen challah that is full of frost, you should not put it on top of the crock pot, because since it's full of frost, so therefore there's a shayla of bishul on that frost. So what you should do is you should wait until the frost disappears, and then you can put the challah on top of the crock pot or on top of the wherever you put it, on top of the pot that's on top of the blech. Whatever the case is, make sure that the challah is not frozen and full of frost, because then you have a shayla of bishul on the frost.